I'm Chris.
I'm Sandy.
And this is Parenting Autism. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 118. Chris and Sandy here.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for joining us today. I see from my viewpoint that Sandy has quite a long list for us today. What are we going to learn today, Sandy?
Well, I don't know what we're going to learn, but I do have some stuff here to talk about today.
Okay.
So, first, I have some books to review. So, we get quite a few requests that come in through the podcast. And occasionally, we will have requests for books. A lot of people want to be on the show, but we don't do guests, as listeners know. So, we'll get some books. And then, as I get through them, I try to review maybe three or four at a time. So, that way, it's not all... every episode. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so the three that I have for today, actually one just arrived yesterday and Bryce read it last night for his reading assignment. So I thought that was pretty great. It really doesn't have anything to do with autism or autism spectrum. It's just a really sweet story about a little girl's fond memory of her grandpa and how he taught her how to dance. And then as she became an adult, she taught her son how to dance in honoring her Papa Leroy. And so it was really well written. I loved it that Bryce was able to read it and he didn't really get stuck on any words. It's got a nice larger font. There were quite a few words on some of the pages for Bryce because normally he gets a little overwhelmed even if he sees more than three paragraphs on a page. But he did really, really well with it. And it was a super sweet story. So I will put a link on the website for that. And I want to say thank you. Let's see who the author is. Or Chris is scrolling through the book.
Yeah, I like it. It's got
E.F. House
pictures and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really sweet little book.
Okay.
So thanks for sending that out to us. And again, I'll put a link in the show notes for that. Another one that came to us would not be one that Bryce would read, but it is that I read through it, and it's called Martial Arts on the Autism Spectrum. And it was written by Al Lauren, and he has been a martial arts instructor for 30 plus years, I think. And he has worked a lot with people who are on the autism spectrum, the children. And so I really think, I know that I've read through that and you haven't had a chance to go through it yet, but you've mentioned before that you might want Bryce to do martial arts.
Mm-hmm. For a number of reasons. I mean, it's a good discipline, of course, self-defense. This book looks short and to the point.
It is.
You know, good for guys like me. You
exactly.
Know what I'm
so I'm going to pass that to you to read next. Mm-hmm. I think what's great about it is he's explaining things to the parents, but he's also really written this book to explain things to other instructors and encouraging them to work with the kids on the spectrum. Because even though it may be a slow process, which we know all things can move very slowly with Bryce, it's well worth it and it's very rewarding and it is good for the kids.
I think we're supposed to have somebody, an instructor close to us that is good with kids, special needs kids. So.
Yeah. Because it really does take an understanding personality like Al, who has the patience and who has the understanding and has the willingness to work with them. So a big shout out to him for all that he has done in his career to help our autism community. And I will also put a link to his book on the podcast notes. And then lastly, this one took me a while, but this is written by Kelly Coleman. And it's called Everything No One Tells You About Parenting a Disabled Child. And it's a guide for lots of different resources. Again, well written, and she is the parent of a disabled child.
Looks comprehensive.
And yeah, it does look comprehensive. I like it. I liked a lot of things in there. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to clear my throat for a second.
Looks like they have Q&A at the end in the appendix, which is nice.
Excuse me. She talks to a lot of different specialists, and that's her Q&A, which is great. So she has a lot of great resources in there. I wanted to read the chapter titles. Can you do that if you flip back there?
Sure.
Just to give the listeners an idea of what she speaks about.
Everything No One Tells You About Getting Comfortable with a Disability. Everything No One Tells You About Diagnosis. Everything No One Tells You About Working with Your Medical Team. About therapies, insurance, government benefits, individualized education programs, the IEPs. I'm sure you're all familiar with. About school. Disability rights and advocacy, financial planning. These are all big topics that are good to know.
It's a good one.
To know topic.
And I appreciate Kelly sending that to us, and I will be keeping that because I just know there's more on our journey that I'll be picking up that book to help us with. So I wanted to give each of those authors a shout out because I know what goes into writing a book and getting it published, and it's not an easy feat. But when you feel a calling to share with other people, you follow that, and I really appreciate that.
It looks like it's a she gave us a pre-published version, so it's coming out this month. It looks like
it is. You're right. Yeah. It's coming out March 2024. So it's hopefully should be available by the time we launch this, because we're in mid-March. So
cool.
Yeah, very cool, right? So I wanted to do that today, and I also wanted to talk about a school update, specifically about reading. So was it December that you and I went to that reading place? Maybe November, December. And we were really looking at getting some maybe tutoring for Bryce or getting him tested for reading, and we actually had the appointment set up for January. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then we canceled it because we just, Bryce really wasn't fond of the first meeting that we had. And
not at all.
We didn't want to
rock the boat.
Yeah, we just didn't want to put that on him, but we know that he needs some help. So you did a great job of finding this. And I don't know how you did. How did you find this program?
I don't know. I do so much research, babe. And somebody mentioned it somewhere, and I looked at it and said, yes, this looks good. And not only that, you can do a self-assessment, a free self-assessment online. And I had questions about the self-assessment. I wanted to make sure that I was doing it correctly with Bryce, and I sent them an email. They responded right away with so many details. I think you saw one of the emails, didn't you?
Yeah, you showed me. It was incredible.
It was really great. And it's great.
I will say that. And I forgot, really, there's so much that goes on in our world. I forgot that that was tied to this book. But you said, look at this email response that I got.
I mean, we hadn't even bought the product. Right. And, I mean, it was...
She went to great lengths to help us understand where Bryce, so we could figure out which level to get him. So we landed at level 2, and it's going to be part of mommy school, or as Bryce calls it, kitty school, because he calls me kitty. And so anyway, Bryce and I finished up our Bible class, and so before we start the next Bible class, I'm introducing him to this reading. It's been so great. We're 2 lessons in, but they give you all these tools that make it fun. We had tiles the other day, so alphabet tiles, and we were having fun making different words, and they have all the vowels in red, all the consonants in blue, and then the Y is in red and blue because Y could be either way. And he thought that was the coolest thing, that Y could be a vowel or be a consonant. And then we were just making the different word, like you start with plan. Then I showed him if you add a T, it makes plant. And we've been playing Wordle, which we like that game, which is a word game. And Bryce is actually trying to play it with us, which is great. So
we highly recommend the app. It's the New York Times app. It's not for the newspaper. It's the New York Times something.
Games.
Yeah, for adults. And they have a really great game called Wordle. And it really challenges your mind. And you start out with a five-letter word, and it tells you which letters are in the word that you're looking for and which aren't, and which are in the right place and which are in the wrong place. And you have
six
guesses to get the word. And we've been doing most of them in four, right? Or are you doing them in three? Yeah, I see you're looking. I'm doing better than you. Okay, so I do them mostly in four.
I did not see that.
Sandy does them in three, and I'm jealous. But anyway, it's really fun. If you have spare time, it's better than scrolling on social media.
Amen to that.
And it works your brain.
It has been good. And actually, they have a variety of games on there. And I'm a numbers girl. I do finance. And I got into Sudoku, and they have easy, medium, and hard levels. Chris hasn't gone there yet, but
yeah,
I like that they have a variety each day for me to do. And it's a lot of fun. So anyway, with Wordle, Bryce did show interest, and it reminded me when we were doing this reading lesson on Monday that, you know, it is fun how you can create these different words. And we were working on blends, like on the front end of the word and the back end of the word. So it's called All About Reading. Mm-hmm. It is by Marie Ripple, R-I-P-P-E-L. And I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes about this as well.
Yeah,
I'm going to be full of links today, people.
I've seen a lot of references to this program, so it may be familiar to some people out there. It may be, but
we're here to share for those who don't know for sure, like we didn't. And for Bryce, you know, we've talked before on here that he has been diagnosed with a reading disability. I feel like his reading has gotten a lot better. It's improving for sure. Like, he's getting some of these larger words that before he would stumble upon, or he would just guess them being something else and roll, not caring what they mean. But I believe that since I've been working with him to do the vocabulary program, and then you're working on language arts, and then his speech therapists are also working with him on words and kind of involving reading and vocabulary and stuff. I can see the strengths. I can see where he's getting more of those. I forget what the word they call them, but it's like the common word that helps you learn how to read better. Sight words. That's the word I was looking for. And I remember when we went to that reading meeting, and that lady told us that he should have, I don't know what you say, 200 sight words by now. And I'm like, what? But I can
see. I think he had those.
I don't know that he did or if he didn't. Yeah. It just sounded overwhelming. And I just feel like he's definitely going in the right direction. And you and I were talking about just how much he's improved since October, when we were able to tag team and expand some of his lessons and stuff. So this has been really good, and I wanted to share that and also give you and Bryce props that he's starting to wrap up fourth grade with Acellus, which are his core subjects, and you two have finished
everything but math.
Everything but math. So you finished science, social studies, and language arts. So congrats on that. And then we finished Bible. Bryce also does metronome with me, which is part of his occupational therapy. So that doesn't really wrap up, but it's something that
that's to help him
do
with his auditory processing disorder,
which I think is helping. And then of course we do music with him, but it's been good. School's been going good. He did ask me, was it last week or this week? Anyway, he's caught wind now that people have summer breaks. So he wanted to know when he was going to have a summer break for school. And I was like, so that won't be happening for you. Yeah. Why not? Well, because you don't do very well when we stop for a long period of time and then have to start over again. It's hard.
Plus, we have breaks around the year.
And so I said, if we did all in the summer, we wouldn't be able to take all the other breaks that we take, like when we're going to the cabin next month and when we're doing this or that. And then he went, oh, I said, you want to keep doing that, right? Yeah. Okay. So I said, mm-hmm. we split up our breaks instead of doing it that way. And he handled it. So, but anyway, it's kind of funny. He is learning about, you know, what other kids do because thanks to Michael. But anyway, so that was good. I wrote on here about tickling because you and I have been talking about that. And you even said, what is that doing for him? Because Bryce, there's like,
he seeks it.
And I know he's a sensory seeker. But I put on here, you know, tickling, is it endorphins? Because laughter makes you happy?
I don't think so. I think it has to be more vestibular, where it helps him know where his body is in space, you know?
Yeah. So the reason...
It might be proprioception, too.
Oh, you're using those big words on me, Coulter.
So anyway.
Well, I really did think it could be partially the endorphins because that makes you happy, right? And I wrote on here specifically, it must have happened, I wrote this a little while ago, but he got really angry because there was an annoying sound that happened during school. And it was tickling that kind of got him to the flip side of that.
A lot of kids I was reading don't like the tickling on the spectrum. So,
well, I think it depends if you're a sensory seeker or you're not. We know Bryce is a sensory seeker, but if you're kind of wondering, well, what's that doing for him? I agree that it's probably the vestibular or whatever that big word you said, but
it's kind of,
I think it's for his emotions.
Things. Yeah.
So, anyway, I just talked about Bryce on here, so I shared that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to start some conversation sparking here, but it's petering out. I'm not being successful with.
Well, I mean,
it's okay. Let me try another one. Let me try another one on you.
Shoot.
How do you feel about us buying all those large stuffed animals in his room and he's still not sleeping in there by himself?
Yeah, I think that was a bad idea. And it continues to be a bad idea, but yet he continues to get stuffed animals. So, not sure how that program's working.
But, I know
he is. I mean, we can still go in and lay down with him until he sleeps, and then when we're done, you know, he stays in there all night. But
which I guess is progress, because he wasn't even wanting to, he was afraid to stay in there even
at that point. Now we got him, he's back in his bed. It's just a matter of he won't go in there by himself. I think he gets scared, which, you know, kids get scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he does have a lot of friends in there with him now, that's for sure. Equestrian competition and basketball competition. So Special Olympics. And you said you wanted to talk about Special Olympics today?
Well, yeah. I mean,
give a shout out, of course.
I think Special Olympics is just a terrific program. You know, we've had our hiccups here in our county with it. But, I mean, the camaraderie, the friendships, the fun times. I mean, you just can't put a price on that. I'm glad we found it when we did, and it's been great for Bryce, and a lot of people have come to know him and love him and vice versa through this program. So, and
agree.
We're going to state equine competition, which is in Ocala, Florida. It's a big horse community, so we'll see how he does there. And then
he's so excited.
Yeah, and then we have basketball coming up.
Next weekend. Actually, this weekend
for
regional.
Yeah. And that'll be exciting. And then we just signed him up for bowling because that's going to be through the summer.
Yeah, that's in May.
He loves bowling. So it's all these opportunities for social interactions, to get out and do some physical exercise. And it's so good in so many ways.
I've had a couple of people point out to me, you know, wow, you guys really keep him busy. And we need to, you know, I mean, think for Bryce, he defaults to playing video games right at this time or something electronic if he doesn't have something to do that we've arranged for him. It's very different than when we were kids and our go-to was to go play outside with friends. Mm-hmm. We don't have that here. And Bryce does not have any friends in our neighborhood that he can go out and play with. Yeah, I was
going to say, frankly, there's not a lot of kids where we live.
Right. So we have to go find the kids. So we go and we find the kids, you know, at these sort of places for him. And even his Special Olympics gymnastics that he did in the fall, a couple of the volunteers who worked with him for Special Olympics, they're now once a month opening up the gym for the special needs families to come so that the kids can be in there for an hour.
Yeah.
And we went this past Sunday. And
he was so excited.
So great, yeah, right?
That's good.
So it's just a wonderful program, and we can't say enough good things.
And yeah, I think one of the things is, you know, we get offered these programs in our community, and it's up to us to take advantage of them. You know, near where we live, when something comes up, it seems like hardly anyone shows up for the for these things, you know. And I just want to say that, you know, I know we all have crazy schedules. We might be hesitant about taking our child out of the house, but it's good for the parents and good for the kids if you can. And if we don't support these things when they're offered, then they may not come back around. So if anybody's on the edge of their seat about, or the fence, you know, about getting into one of these local programs where you are, I highly recommend it. Just at least try it, you know. What's it hurt?
I would say at least go once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you don't want to bring your child, go there by yourself, see what it's all about. And then if you think it's right for your child, bring the child.
Well, yeah. So we've mentioned before, but at our gym that's near our house, they started doing something on Thursday nights. And it was supposed to be just a couple months back in the fall. And there's really only been 2 to 3 people that go.
Every week.
Every week. But they've extended it so through May, mm-hmm. which has been great. I mean, Bryce, it's on Thursdays. And when I came home Thursday, he goes, "Mommy, what are we doing tonight?" And I said, "We're going to Minsky Gym." And he's like, "Yes." I mean, that's what he wanted to hear. He's so excited. But the very first time we went, I didn't know what to expect. So I just told him, it might be loud because we have to worry about that with Bryce. I don't know what it's going to be like. Well, we'll go check it out. And then if you like it, we'll go. And if you don't, we can leave. We don't have to stay the whole time. And it worked favorably. There have been other times that we've tried something and we have to leave early. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, like you're saying, at least give it a whirl.
I mean, we live in a county that has over 300,000 people now. And a lot of these kids are special needs kids. And
yep.
So, yeah,
we want to have these opportunities.
Yeah,
I agree. So, I think we're planning on bringing Bryce in here for a little bit.
If we're toward the end,
we're getting closer to the end. I have a couple funnies because I didn't share anything funny last time. I must have been in an intense mood. But anyway, I had these little notes. I don't think I shared this on the podcast, but Bryce has now told me he had a girlfriend. And I'm like, "You have a girlfriend?" And he says, "Yes, Auntie Sue. And she's a girl and she's my friend." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Oh, okay." So then he would just drop the line randomly. "Oh, I'm going to play with my girlfriend on Sunday night because they have their weekly playtime." It was so cute. So I heard him say to Michael when they were playing, which they've been playing a lot now, which has been great online. And I heard him go, "Yeah, I'm playing with my girlfriend tomorrow night." And Michael's like, "Girlfriend? You have a girlfriend?" And Bryce is like, "Yeah, my Auntie Sue." And then Michael's just like, "Oh." But Bryce was still psyched about it. So.
I think I do want to mention that him and Michael play Roblox while they're FaceTiming. So they're having conversations. Mm-hmm. "Oh, follow me, Bryce. Go here, Bryce." Or Bryce is like, "I don't want to go there. You know, there's a tornado coming." Like, pretend. There's a lot of pretend play.
Yes.
So it has been so good for him to just hearing more words, speaking more words in sentences. You know, it's just, I think it's been really good for him to have that one-on-one conversation going mm-hmm. on the whole time. You know, they're on there for a while, and it's great.
Hours
it's great
at for a that. Time on the weekend. Yeah. He did say to me, yeah, I'm going to be playing with my boyfriend, Michael. I said, no, he's not your boyfriend.
No.
I said, he might be a boy, and he might be your friend, but he's just your friend. So
yeah.
Just trying to help. And that's Bryce. He doesn't understand all of those things. It's a guy.
Guide him.
So let's see. And then, I wrote this. So we had mentioned last time that Bryce had his EEG. And I don't know if you want to expand on that. But the funny part was you were calling your brother while Bryce was in the room. And so you had said, say hi to Uncle Craig. And he didn't say hi. He waved to him instead. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, why did you wave to Uncle Craig? And, oh, I know. As he was waving, he did that. And then he said, I have failure in my brain. Failure in my brain. Because he had the wires on his head, Bryce, during his EEG.
Oh, while he was having his EEG. Yes. My bad.
Do I need to repeat that? Did anybody else get that?
One more for me.
One more for you.
One more time for Chris.
Okay. Let me give you more details so you got the picture.
Yeah, thanks.
We're in the room, and Bryce is sitting on the bed with all these wires attached to his brain, mm-hmm. and you're on the phone with your brother, and you said,
Say hi to Uncle Craig,
and Bryce can't use words, apparently, so he's just waving, and then he told us, I have failure in my brain, and that's his wording, because he had the leads on his head.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, yeah. I always funny.
He said a lot of funny things.
It's the way he
lately.
Says things. Yeah. He's so funny.
That's and all then, you got is the funnies?
No, I got one more on the EEG. Well, yeah. I know. I had jotted this down. So the EEG, during that time, the lady would come in and check on him. And they have two shifts because we're there for 24 hours. So the second shift lady had come, and Bryce was in the middle of playing his game. And she just comes in the room unannounced and interrupted. And he says, oh, why are you disturbing me? And he goes, I need a do not disturb sign on the door. Now, I don't know how funny she thought that was. I thought it was funny. Because I have to say, he was kind of on edge the whole time this time.
Yeah.
But the fact that he could even advocate for himself, I wanted to say, I'm proud of you.
He has said some funny things.
But that one was really funny when he said he wanted to do not. I guess he got that like from hotels with do not disturb signs.
So as far as the EEG is concerned, I know we left off last show with we were a little confused. So it just sounds like he's about the same, maybe a little better than last year. But, you know, that's where we're at. And I guess no news is good news anyway.
That's how we're looking at it.
Yeah. So
that's how we're looking at it. Next episode, I don't want to really get into this today because we just got the paperwork, but we just got all the assessments from his ABA testing mm-hmm. that he had. And so I want to have a chance to look through all of that. I think we announced last time that his RBT, she's moved away. And so we're in essence going to work out his plan. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to look at that and create some tools and work on one thing at a time. Really, really grateful to his ABA team for putting that all together for us so that we can continue to work with him. But I've got that all printed, and we'll go over that in more depth the next time.
I'll go get him.
That sounds great.
Okay, I think we have him coming in here.
I'm going to let you sit in my chair.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Turn around. Come up to the mic. Can you put your bum on the seat?
Feet out in front.
That way Daddy can hear
Scoot
you.
Scoot up.
There you go, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good, bro.
Okay, bro. So, we did something exciting this past weekend. Do you remember what it was?
What is it, bro?
Do you remember, bro?
I don't remember, bro.
Yes, you do. We did it on Saturday.
Oh, yes. We went to the racetrack, bro.
Yeah. What did we see there?
We saw some race cars, bro.
Yeah? Were they slow race cars or fast race cars?
They were fast race cars, bro.
Were you expecting that?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I was expecting fast ones, bro.
How fast did they go?
They went 320 bro.
320 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
Did you happen to see fire somewhere?
Yes.
Where'd the fire come out of?
The exhaust pipe, bro.
Oh, wow. That was pretty amazing. Did one of them have a problem?
Did
one of the cars have a problem?
Yes, bro.
What was the problem?
It just stopped in the middle of the track for no reason, bro.
Yeah, and they had to tow it off of the track?
Wait, I will get something, guys, bro.
So, do you want to try out one of those cars?
Yes, bro.
Yeah. You don't have to keep calling me bro.
Let me go get something, bro.
It's not going to be your iPad. Tell me it's not going to be your iPad.
It is not going to be my iPad.
Oh no. I have a feeling it's going to be his iPad.
Either that or Flippy.
Yeah, Flippy seems to be his advocate.
I got it.
His stuffed dolphin.
I got it.
Oh, no. What are you going to show us on your iPad, bro?
Roblox, bro.
Oh, we know Roblox. Our people know Roblox.
But why aren't we recording Roblox?
Bryce, didn't you make a game on Roblox? Did you create a game?
Yes.
Well, listen. Tell the people the name of your game so that their kids can find it. Do you remember the name of it?
Oh, isn't it called Rocket Garden? They wouldn't let me play it for some reason. So maybe people can play it.
What's it called?
It's Rocket Garden.
Rocket Garden.
Rocket Garden.
Okay, Bryce made his own game on Roblox.
We also have a video on our YouTube channel, Parenting Autism, about him and Michael playing Roblox together, and it's all the sights and sounds of that.
Okay.
All right, bro.
I'm playing RC Park on Roblox.
Well, people can't see that, right?
They can't see it on here, baby.
I know.
I have some more questions.
All right. Here, I'll hold it.
Bryce,
I got it.
I have some more questions for you.
Finish with
Daddy,
okay?
Okay.
What?
Pull up to the microphone.
Okay.
All right. Whoa. Okay. Bryce, if you woke up as an adult tomorrow, what would be the first thing you would do?
Probably drive a car.
Okay.
Let me read those cards, bro.
What is...
Let me read them, bro.
Okay, bro. Since you're reading now.
What is something that you would like to learn how to do? Well, be a pilot.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
What type of business would you could start if you could be a pilot?
A pilot business?
Yeah, pilot.
Mm-hmm.
What age are you excited about? Why that age?
What age are you excited about?
I'm excited about probably...
Try not to hit the table here, bud.
Probably excited about 20... 21?
What happens at 21?
Well, 18 probably, because you can fly an airplane.
Oh, okay.
There's a theme here.
Alright, what about this?
What do you think, Will? You'll miss about when you a kid when you...
Whoa, let's start over.
Okay, you read it, okay?
Okay. What do you think you will miss most about being a kid when you get older?
I don't know. Probably what?
What would you miss about being a kid when you get older?
Probably what?
What do you like about being a kid now?
Well, probably going on trips.
Yeah.
I would miss that.
Yeah.
What do you think you will look like when you're older? I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm going to have to get his app to do that.
All right, here's one.
There are many... Are there any activities that you would like to try? What are they?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you'd like to try that you haven't done?
Yeah, being a pilot.
Oh, yeah, well.
Why are they all future tense?
How about that one?
Why What job sounds really boring to you?
What would be a really boring job?
I don't know. There's so many good jobs out in the world.
There are a lot of good jobs.
Okay.
Where would you like to live when you're older? I would live actually. Michigan.
Michigan? Why?
Because of the big city and the snow.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, last one.
And my friend Star lives there, bro.
Okay. Last question.
Who do you hope that is still your friend when you are an adult? Michael.
All right. Good job answering my question.
Bro, let me go back to playing Roblox.
Wait, what's Daddy's real nickname?
Wait.
It's not bro. What do you call Daddy?
Wait. Mac Daddy.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Bri.
Thanks for coming on the
Bye,
show.
Bro. I'll play Roblox. Okay,
okay bro. Bye. See you later. I think he just wanted to be funny with the bro. He's never done that before.
I know.
I mean, he's called me bro once in a great moon, blue moon.
He wanted
the attention.
That was it, which is pretty funny.
So that's funny.
That's Bryce.
So, wow, ask him a lot of questions. Like, the last time I tried asking him questions, it was like one or two, and we lost him.
I agree.
He wanted to read them. Yeah.
So the listeners are hearing the progress. Yay! This is what we're talking about. Yay! Because none of this is pre-planned. So that was excellent.
Any progress is great.
Amen to that.
Yeah. All right, bro.
All right. You can call me sis.
Let's wrap it up, sis. You know, we're all brothers and sisters.
Yeah, in some way.
In Christ.
In Christ, for sure. Yes. Yeah. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah, till next time.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening, everyone. Oh.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, you have to give the little plugs. But the newsletter's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
For March. And I have added a few people who have reached out. So if you want to be added for the next one, then just send us an email. All the information's in the show notes, how to reach us. And
don't forget about our book, bro. It's on Amazon.
Hey.
Parenting Autism the Early Years.
Yeah, and I'm going to put this out here too. So we're coming up to Tennessee next month in April, and this is April 2024, and in case somebody's listening a long time from now, but anyway, I'm planning to call on some Christian bookstores while I'm up in the area to market the book. So if any of you own a Christian bookstore or have a lead of a manager at a Christian bookstore,
would
reach out to us, that would be great.
parentingautism@att.net.
we would love to hear from you.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Adios. Bye.